Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud, continuing on with our exploration of the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. What was the Mizbeach in Shiloh made of? Shel Avanim Haya. Unlike Moshe's Mizbeach, it was made out of rocks. The Tanur of Lozman Yaakov Mer Matam Lomar Avanim at the end of Parshat Yitro. Avanim twice in Parshat Kitavo. Shalosh pavim, achad shel Shiloh, achad shel Novi Givon, achad shel Beit Olamim. One of them refers to Shiloh, one of them refers to the one that was between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, and Givon and Nov, and one is Yerushalayim. Three mizbachot of Avanim. Ativ Rav Acha bar Ami, Eshir Adam min Hashemayim v'Yemei Moshe, according to this tradition, the fire that came down from heaven when they dedicated the Mishkan, lo nistal kam yal mizbach hanachosher ala b'Yemei Shlomo, was only stopped from the copper Mizbeach when Shlomo built the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. V'eshir adam v'mei Shlomo, and that fire, lo nistalka ad shema menashe v'silka. The evil king of Yehuda, in the middle of the 7th century BCE, Menashe, when he instituted Avodah Zarah, so then that fire stopped. V'mi'ita mikara ha'hudi istalik leivet. According to you, what you said, that there's a new Mizbeach in Shiloh made out of rocks, then it should have been the end of the fire then. The answer is Huda Amakar Binatan. That bright that follows Binatan Tanu Binatan Mizbeach Shal Shiloh Shal Nachoshen Aya Chalul Umalei Avanim. That the Mizbeach in Shiloh was the same copper Mizbeach that Moshe had, but instead of being filled with dirt, it was filled with rocks. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says, no, I have a different take to reconcile them. My Lo Nistalka, Lo Nistalka LaBatala, meaning that the fire of Moshe's Mizbeach was not cancelled out, Mahi, Rabbanan Ami, Shviva HaMishadra, meaning that the Moshe's small Mizbeach was on the side in Shiloh, and it shot forward and put the fire on the larger new Mizbeach of Avanim. Papa Mar Ushpiza HaVinaka, Vizimin Hacha, Vizimin Hacha. He says, no, it was like a guest, sometimes on this Mizbeach, sometimes on that Mizbeach. The fire would shoot forward. Okay, Tananatam. Rav Mishnah Midot, Ushalu Bnei Agola, when the Bnei Gola returned from Bavel, Hosifu Alav, Dalat Amot Min HaDarom, Dalat Amot Min HaMarav, Kamin Gama. They added four Amot, both on the south and the west side of the Mizbeach, like a Gamma. The letter Gamma. My time, or what was the reason? I'm Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef's first explanation is, Mishum Dalo Safak, the Mizbeach wasn't big enough for them. Amrale Abaye. Abaye says, Hashna Mikdash Rishon Nechtiv Bei, Yehuda Yisrael Rabim Kachol HaShal Sfat Hayam Larov. The Bnei Yisrael were so many, Safak, and yet the Mizbeach was big enough. Mikdash Nechtiv Bei, Kol HaKal Kechad Arbari Bo. When they first returned, there were only 40,000 people. Lo Safak, the Mizbeach wasn't big enough for them. The answer was that in the first Mikdash, the fire from heaven came down, made the Maracha really hot, and you didn't need to make as big of a fire in order to make it hot enough. Hacha ene shal shamayim messiahatan. By Cheney, you didn't have that. Kiat Ravina Rabashim ben Pazim Mishum Bar Kapra. We had a different tradition of marriage as well to explain this. Shitino Sifu. What they added on top was the piping that goes down to the, for the Nesachim to come down. Why Mikara Savu Mizbeach Adama? Because originally in Beit Rishon they thought, why is it called a Mizbeach Adama? Eshu Atuma Adama, that it's sealed with dirt, meaning that nothing, there's no holes in it. Masof Savu, then they later interpret it differently, Shtiyah Kachila, that the drinking of the Mizbeach has to be like the eating, meaning the eating is the devouring of the Korbanot. The drinking also has to go on top, which means they had to make tubes or drainage from the top of the Mizbeach from the Nesachim to come down. And that's why they added these Amot. Now, my Mizbeach Adama, according to that application, what is the interpretation of Mizbeach Adama? Shum Chubar Ba'Adama, meaning that it is on bedrock. Shelo Yivnenu Lo Al-Gabe Kefim V'Lo Al-Gabe Mechilot, that it shouldn't be built on top of promontories or on tunnels. Okay, now Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef then came along and said, "Lav Hainu Tanya." Wait a second. The reason that they added was for something else. Ve'achinu Mizbeach Amachonotav, that they built the Mizbeach on its established place. Shigul Sof Minotav, meaning that they built it out to the furthest it was allowed to be built, which means that Shlomo's Mizbeach really was smaller than it could have been, and they built it out. Ay Baktiva Kobichtav Miyara Adonai Elahi Skil. David says that I got all the information from God about how to build it. Alam Rav Yosef, Kra Ashkach V'Dorash. He says, no, but they found another pasuk, David, Zehu Beit Adonai HaElohim, V'Zeh Mizbach Le'olah Yisrael. That David, they found this pasuk where David had said, this is the house of Hashem, and this is the Mizbeach. Comparing the two, Ki Bayit, and saying, Ma Bayit Shishim Amot, Mizbeach Shishim Amot, just like the house was 60 Amot big, the Mishkan, the Mikdash of Shlomo. Similarly, the Mizbeach could be as big as 60 Amot. So therefore they said, oh, we can build it out. So Bishtama Bayit Min Karatzerato. Now we have a different question. When they came back, we understand how they knew where to build the Bayit, because you could see where the foundations had been. How do they know where to put the Mizbeach? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ra'u Mizbeach Panui Michael Hasar Gadol Omedu Makriv Alav. They had a vision. They saw a built Mizbeach in the proper place, and Michael, presumably here, the angel Michael, offering Korbanot. Yitzchak Napach Amar, Eferoshel Yitzchak Ra'u Shemunach Ba'otom Akom. They saw the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu sitting exactly in that spot. A common Midrashic theme. Reshmoa bar Nachmani Amar Mikol Habayit HaKulo Hirichu Reach Toret. Everywhere they walked, they smelled Toret. They smelled Toret. Misham Hirichu Reach Avirim. But in that spot, they smelled rather burning flesh from the animals. Amar Barchan Rabbi Yochanan. They had a different tradition of how they found it. Shlosha Neviim Alui Mahemina Gola. There were three Neviim came with them when they came to rebuild the Mikdash. Chagai Zachari Malachi. Echad Sheid Lahem Al HaMizbeach. One of them testified about the Mizbeach, meaning that you can build it out. Echad she'id lahem al mekom ha-Mizbeach. The other one testified where the mekom Mizbeach was. Notice, not benevuah, but edut, meaning they remembered. Echad she'id lahem shema krivin al pishen bayit. And the other one testified that even though the Beit HaMikdash is not built, because remember, from the time the Mizbeach was built until the house was finished was a good 20 years, that you could still bring korbanot then. Manito Tana, we have a brighter that says of Elazar and Yaakov, Mer Shlosha Neviim Alui Mahem Min HaGola. Again, the three Neviim, Chad Sheidayim Al Mizbeach Ve'Al Mekom HaMizbeach. Those two together were one Navi. Chad Sheidayim Al Shemakim Nagam Al Fabishen Bayit. And then what was the third one? Chad Sheidayim Al Torah Shtikatei Vashurit. The Torah should be written in Aramaic script instead of Hebrew script. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. The following things are Ma'akev in the Mizbeach. Karen, the fact that it has to have corners, kevesh, the ramp, yisod, the foundation of ribua, the fact that it has to be squared off, is ma'akev, ma'akvin. But midat orko, midat rachbo, midat komato, the height, length, the width, length, and height, ain't ma'akvin. So if you have it a different dimension, it's not ma'akev. Midhani mili, how do we know that this is the case? Amar ravuna, amar kra hamizbeach. Take a look at pasuk on the page. Any pasuk that gives a description and it says Hamizbeach is square, Karnot Hamizbeach, Yesod Hamizbeach Le'akev. So Alamiata, if that's the case, then Kiyur, that's not Kiyur, Kiyur, which means painting, the little designs they would make on the Mizbeach, Le'Rabbi, V'Sovev, Le'Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and because they interpret Karkov Hamizbeach, again Hamizbeach, one, Rabbi says, means the drawings, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's the Sovev. Chanamid ha-Ma'akve, cave. Tichtiv, ratatah, utatachat, karkov, mizbeach, milamata, betanya, izu, karkov. Rabbi Meir is a kiur, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer is a Sovev. The answer is in, actually, they do hold that way, Tanya. Oto ayom, nifgama, keren, mizbeach. There was one day where the corner of the mizbeach was, something fell out. Ve'avil bul shomelach v'stamu, they brought some salt to fill it in. It's appropriate. So it shouldn't look deficient. Because if the Mizbeach is missing its corner and the other things that we mentioned in our bright, that's Pasul. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda adds, so you see that whatever you believe is a Karkov is also Ma'akev because it says Ham Mizbeach. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Karkov. What is the Karkov? This cornice. Bein Keren LeKeren Makom Hiluch Raglei HaKohanim Amah. It's a decorated piece, which is one amah between one corner and the other. Ato konim and keren lekeren havu azli. The konim don't walk there. So how do you call that the place they walk? Alaim umakom haloch haglei konim amah, meaning between the kraniot and where the konim walk during that amah. Ay laktiv atachar karkovo milamata al chetzio, that what you make is going to be under the karkov. Yitzhak trehavu, there were really two. Chavanoi, one was below, and that was for aesthetics. And one was up there really for the Kohanim, Delonish Darku, so that they shouldn't slip, meaning having this sort of engraved design on top meant that there was some traction so that they wouldn't slip. Now, we said that the dimensions aren't makev. He said, as long as you don't make it smaller than Moshe's Mizbeach. Rav Yosef said it's one amah. They laughed at Rav Yosef, and they said, the Pasuk says, it's 5 by 5, why are you saying it's one? So Amrle Abaye said to Rav Yosef, maybe you meant the place of the Ma'aracha, meaning it is 5 by 5, but there's only one amah in the middle, as the Kranotum, where the Kohanim walk, where the fire is. Amrle Marde Gavarabba, who saw Rav Yosef turned to Abaye and said, you're a Gavarabba, you're a big guy. Yadamai Kamina, you understand what I meant. Kare Alayu, what he said about those other students who laughed at him, B'nei Ketura. He called them B'nei Ketura. Not a very flattering term. Now, on B'nei Ketura, we have the following. B'nei Achted, Rabbi Tarfon, Avayatvi, Kamina, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon's nephews were sitting in front of him. He obviously didn't think much of them. Patachvi Amarison, quoting the Pasuk about B'nei Ketura, he said, Yosef Avram, Baikach Isha Shema, Yochni. He gave her a different name. Amrile, they said, oh, Ketura Ketiv, it's not Yochni, it's Ketura. I mean, we know some of the stories in Breishit. Kari Alehem, B'nei Ketura. He said that they were B'nei Ketura. In other words, the only thing that they seemed to know was this little piece from Breishit. Amar Abai Barhuna, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria. Gzirin Shasa Moshe, the logs that Moshe made for the Mizbeach, or Kan Amav, Rechban Amav, they were one Amav by one Amav, Ovian Kim Machak Machak Godesh Se'ah. The thickness, they were thick enough to like sweep a Se'ah in, to measure. So it was like a piece of plywood almost. Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'amag Duma. So it was a small Amav. Am Rav Yosef, Falav Hainu Detanya, isn't that what we learned? Al ha'itzim asher al ha'esh asher al ha'mizbeach, meaning shlo yitzim yotzim ha'mizbeach klum. When the Torah talks about putting the animal on the etzim, which is on the fire, which is on the mizbeach, it's like it's all lined up that the etzim should not go out at all. So by being one amah by one amah, they exactly fit on the maracha of Moshe's mizbeach. Okay, tananatam. We have a mishnah mido kevesh ha'el dromash mizbeach. The kevesh was to the south of mizbeach. Orach shloshim u'shtayim, arach av sheish tzvei, 32 by 16 wide. Manahani mili. How do we know, first of all, that it goes on the south side? Ravuna makra v'shachat ato yerech hamizbeach tzafona. The north side is called the yerech, like the thighs of the mizbeach. She yerech b'tzafona, and therefore panav b'darom. So therefore, the face is in the south. So ema yerech b'tzafona, panav b'tzafon. Maybe the back and the front are tzafon. So see what that model is. Rava rami gavrape. It's like a man lying down. So his legs are in back, and his face is in front. Why don't you have this man sitting up, where both his legs and his face are facing front? Amrale Ravu Aktiv, because the Torah says Ravua. What does Ravua mean? So the letter Ayin can be related to the letter Tzadi, and Ravutz means lying down. So Abaye says, but you need that word Ravua to tell you that you square off the Mizbeach. So he says, Miktiv Meruba. It doesn't say Meruba, which is the proper word for square. So with the Tamech, Miktiv Ravutz. So Abaye turns to Rav and says, but it doesn't say Ravutz either. So Abaye Ravu Aktiv. So he said, that's why it says Ravua. Mashmahachi, Mashmahachi. He can refer to both. Being squared and being lying down. So another Pnei Mizbeach is the south. The Tana Maitiv Amihacha. But we had a different source for this. Tana Rehuda Omer, that it's in the south. Uma'alotehu Ponot Kadim. In this description, Yechezkel has of the Mizbeach, he says that it all turns to the east, meaning kol pino shata ponelo yu ela derech yamin. Every time you turn to the right, lamizrach, to the east. So the only way to go up the kevesh, turn to the right and be going to the east, is if the kevesh comes from the south. Ve'ema small mizrach, so maybe you should go up and turn to the left, to the east, meaning have it be on the north side. So lo sakadai tadaram bar Yechezkel. Yam Shasa Shlomo, that big pool that Shlomo made with the 12 oxen on it. Omein al Shtemasar Bakar Shtoshaponim Tzafon Shtoshaponim Yamo Shtoshaponim Negbar Shtoshaponim Mizrachan. And the text in Malachim describes that the three of them are facing in each direction. Kol Pinot Shtoponelo Yu Adarachimin. And if you follow the direction, that goes around to the right. La Mizrach. Alright, so you see that Pinyan in the Mikdash is always to the right. And since you're supposed to turn to the east, that means you have to go up from the south. I am by the gufe, but that text is needed to tell me about the yam. So you can ponim ponim lamali, but then I don't need ponim each time. So it must be telling me that's the way to turn. Okay, Shaul Rabbi Shimon Yossi ben Lekunya et Rabbi Yossi. He asked Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Avir Yesh ben Kevesh leMizbeach, did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai really say that there's a little airspace between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, so it doesn't connect? Amar Levatai Yato American, you don't think so? Follow Kvar Nemar, it says, Vasita Olotecha Basar Vadam. The Torah compares the Basar to the Dam of a Korban. Ma Dam Bizrika, just like Dam you throw on the Mizbeach, Af Basar Bizrika, so Basar you also throw on the Mizbeach, meaning you're like in another area. Amar Lo Shani Omer, Omer Bitzan Maracha Vizorek. He said, because I think you stand right next to the Maracha. Like Shuhu Zorek, so Rabbi Yossi asked him, Maracha Dluka Vizorek, or Maracha Shena Dluka Vizorek, is the fire lit or not? It's lit. So, you can't stand there because it's too hot. So his answer back seems to be that, of course, that doesn't prove anything because that's impossible. That doesn't prove that you need to be an airspace away. But we've got another proof, which is our papa. Ki dam, basar is like dam. Ma dam avir karkav afsiko. Just like dam, you're standing on the ground and there's the airspace of the ground between where you are and where it hits. The same thing with Basar. There's got to be some space, and that's the space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Rav Yehuda, Shnei Kvashim Ktanim Yotzim in HaKevesh. There are two little ramps that come out of the Kevesh. One goes up to the Sovev, the other comes down from the Yisod. So let me know Mizbeach and Malonima. They're just a little bit away from the Mizbeach. They're not touched, they're not connected. Because it says Saviv, you have to be able to go around the Mizbeach, not on the Mizbeach, but around the Mizbeach. So it can't be connected. Ravu Amar Ravua. Ravu says, I get that from the fact that it says Ravua, like going around. The Torah has to say both the around and squared. If the Torah said just around, maybe you can make a circle around the Mizbeach. Therefore it said squared, so it has to be, you follow the line of the Mizbeach. If the Torah only said Ravua, it could be rectangular. Therefore it says Saviv, to tell me it has to follow the square turn. Alright, the Kevesh and Mizbeach together are 62. So from the base of the Kevesh to the north tip is 62 Amot. Wait a second, Hanishitin Rabav, which should be 64, because 32 plus 32. The answer is that the Kevesh, when it goes up, goes over one Amav Yisod and one Amav Sovev. So two overlap really. So it's 62 Amot. He said the two little ramps go up at a grade of 3 Amot per one Amav. Except for the big one, since the Kohanim are carrying big animal parts, they have to have a little bit of a more lighter grade. And therefore, it goes up at a slightly lighter grade. It goes up 3 amot and a half, plus an etzpa, and a third of an etzpa, bezachruta, meaning per amah. So it goes up at a slightly lighter grade from the ground up until the Mizbeach. That is the grade of the Kevesh. Okay, we'll stop at this point. Pick it up in the next podcast on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph with the Menachot, and then spend the rest of our parak looking at the Maaseh Ha'ofot. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.